We're looking at hairdressers, and according to the hairdressers that we've got on tonight, you're going to spend the rest of the evening, or the year, doing things like rubbing horse wee-wee onto your roots and shaving it all off. And now a woman who's tried all of this, Muriel.
My info!
Why do you think that so many people do tend to think this is something I've got that you feel strongly about? So many people think that hairdressers are puffs.
I hate that that thought, that the common stereotype that all hairdressers are gay. It's not true at all. I'd like to say there's some heterosexual hairdressers around town.
It's a firm moment for Channel 4, another step forward in the revolution.
I feel very strongly about that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And why do you think
Happy
it is?
New Year.
Why do you think it is that also girls tell their hairdressers everything?
Girls unfortunately don't tell me everything, and I wish they did. I tend to, if they get boring and start telling me all their problems, I tell them all mine, and it soon shuts them up.
Makeup again, where there's a young lady having her rollers wrenched out by James Cutts, who's from the London salon These Are Cuts. Tell me, James, how did you become a hairdresser?
Our shop's called Cuts Company now, anyway. Yeah. I became a hairdresser. It was a joke I had with my dad, telling him that I was going to start hairdressing, because he took me on holiday and wanted to know what I was going to do when I got back to London. So I told him, and I just went to a school and I started enjoying it, and then I just carried on from there, really.
And
fell into it, really.
And where did you start?
I started at a Sassoon school, which was good fun. Nightlife was good. We used to all go out, get drunk. And they're very good at teaching you how to cut hair. Not very good at teaching how to set hair. I taught myself that.
Why do you think people tend to get so intimidated, though, about going to the hairdresser?
Because most hairdressers like intimidating their clients, because I don't know why, but we're very human at our shop, so we try and make it all very nice for the clients, make them feel at ease, relaxed.
Rip a few rollers out.
We're not like your normal hairdresser who picks up your hair and goes, what's this? We're very kind to all sorts of people. We have mums coming in, young girls, punk rockers.
And you do a lot of
everybody.
Bands.
Oh, yeah, a few.
Well, he likes to keep quiet about the bands.
I don't like mentioning that.
But they do include people like Spandau Ballet and Steve Strange and sort of all the hunks, of course. But we're now going to look at another end of the market. It's Alan Saw, who is going to talk about horse products and what he does to people's hair with chopsticks.
Well, this is Alan and Ronnie with me. We'll be talking to Ronnie in a moment. She's one of Alan's clients. Alan, tell us a bit about a brief history of your rise to the top in the hairdressing world.
In other words, you mean how I came to this country or
yes.
how I became famous?
Yes.
Well, my passport to fame is based on this chopstick perm, which I created, actually. It's very original, the idea.
It's all yours.
It's all my ideas, yeah.
And you couldn't get this with the curlers?
No, the effect would be totally different if you get it with curlers. In fact, this perm has been so popular that all the clients has been coming to my salon every week to have it done, and they really accept me in wanting to have it with chopsticks now, actually.
Right, now, you believe you've got some very famous clients. I mean, what sort of people come to you?
Yes, like the pop singer, you know, Ronnie Tonight, and she's with me, and Japan, and Duran Duran, John Taylor, and Tight Fit, and some Swedish singer as well.
Why do you think they come to you and not go to a gentleman's hairdressers or something?
Just that I have created a lot of looks for pop stars and actress, you know, and they have seen those looks in magazines, and they really like it, and so that's why they know about me.
Looks like it takes rather a long time to mill this, does it? Is this, well, actually, am I wrong? It's, in fact, the look is suddenly coming before our very eyes in a matter of minutes, isn't it? Not a long time at all. Very quick.
It looks very complicating, but it's not long at all. I mean, normally when the clients come to my salon in perm, it just the time that I do, it's the same time as normal perm takes, 2 hours.
Ronnie, tell us about tell us about your involvement with it all as a client.
He first contacted me because he wanted to see me and take some pictures of me, and he did not recreate the style I already had because I created that myself. But he did the color and everything, and I find him very, very meticulous, and he takes a lot of care, and also his color are very, very good. Apart from being also a wonderful person and having a nice salon, which makes it very enjoyable for someone to go.
Free drinks, all that sort of thing.
Everything. My glass of milk is ready, my cigarettes, everything.
That's wonderful.
I enjoy it.
Don't you find it a little impractical having such what might be called delicate hairstyle? I mean, for wandering around. So, I mean, if it rained or something.
What do you mean by delicate?
Well, no, when I say delicate, I just mean a bit impractical having such a carefully done hairdo.
No, because I can change it. You see, sometimes I feel like being a woman, sometimes I feel more masculine. So if I feel like wearing a hat, I put everything back, grease it. Mm-hmm. If I feel like wearing a dress or being more elegant, I just leave it there or I wave it. Alan waves it too beautifully. Mm-hmm. It's very practical.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. So we're getting near to the. Are we getting near to the end of this this chopstick look now?
I have seen Alan actually creating and cutting hair on some people I know came purposely from France who had impossible hair, and he's done a perfect cut and they can wake up and it stays like that. They are actually amazed.
Really, that's excellent.
That's a big quality. Alan, he's a very good cutter.
Yes. Alan, I did read that you did you used some strange stuff on your hair. One of them was horse's urine. Would you expand on that a bit?
That's right. Horse urine. It's a chemical using for perm because it's natural. Because horse urine contains ammonia, so it doesn't harm the hair.
No, just a bit smelly, aye?
Just a bit smelly. And in fact, Ronnie, her hair is in good condition.
He's a great believer in natural
things.
And he's put a wonderful mask on my hair. It was made of horse shit, I think.
Really? That's wonderful. Well, are there any animal bits on you?
Certainly not.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's very... It's interesting, I mean, the difference, because I use Brill Cream. I mean, what would you do with my hair if you were given a free hand with it? I mean, I, of course, use a gentleman's barbers. But
what would I do with your hair? But it depends what you want to do. You want to change your looks or you want to have it conditioned, anything, you know, I can do whatever, you know, would suit you.
So if somebody came to you with just a photograph of how they wanted their head, however it was, you could say, yes, I can make your hair like that, could you?
Yeah, then I'll create a special look for them for a photograph.
Great smile, that. Now, one of the most influential hair salons in London at the moment is Antenna. And even though it's only been going for 2.5 years, some people do say that it's managed to reshape the heads of London by doing such things, really, really brutal things to hair, that you really shouldn't try at home unless mummy's around. Brutal or not, we sent Michelle Cremona to risk her follicles while she talked to the guru, Simon Forbes.
Simon, why did you feel the need to set up Antenna in the first place?
Well, it was really in response to a lack of professional services, I suppose, for like a youth market generally. What was happening was that the industry as a whole was not providing the sort of hairstyles that people wanted. Mainly because it was all harping back to the days of Vidal Sassoon and, you know, the previous 20 years of hairdressing, really. And everybody started doing their own hair, which I'd always felt was, you know, well, where are we missing out? We're going wrong somewhere if we're not providing that service for them. So that sort of stimulated Antenna in the first place.
Is there anything you wouldn't do to hair, Simon, because you considered it harmful?
Not really, no. I mean, I think the whole argument about what's good and bad for your hair is really being revised anyway, because it's all dead. Like your fingernails, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, you cut it, it doesn't hurt you when you cut your hair. At least not physically, maybe psychologically. So it's all dead, and it just depends on what you want it to look like, and you can change the medium of it by bleaching it or colouring it or perming it or whatever. And in fact, nowadays, the whole idea of soft, silky hair is finished, really, as far as we're concerned. It's just hair, it's just calcium and keratin amino acids. And you can do what you like with it to get whatever effect you want out of it. Maybe there comes a point where there is a limit or a barrier, because obviously if you overprocess the hair too much, it's going to break off, ultimately. But then maybe you've even designed a hairstyle to take that into account. So you want the hair to break off, you know, to give you a finished result. But I think we're also unavoidably moving towards hairstyles that are going to need more servicing from the client's point of view, because people got very lazy with their hair. They don't do anything to their hair at all, and largely people don't even know how to brush or comb their hair properly. So there's going to be a sort of certain amount of re-education needed, I think, there as well. And if we're doing a hairstyle on somebody these days, we tend to more or less teach them how to look after it before they leave.
Here we are, still in makeup, with Janine's hair slowly cooking, ready for the denouement at the end of the show. James, how much do you think that the things that you do to people's hair is dictated by the fashions that they're wearing at the moment?
Well, if someone comes in with some clothes on, I'll give them a hairstyle to match. But if I'm doing their hair and they're in their jeans and they say they're going out tonight, I'll do their, you know, I'll try and imagine what they look like in a ball dress and then do it to match. But fashion in hair, I think, is a load of rubbish. I think everybody's hair should be done to suit them individually as human beings, not just to suit a mad rockabilly trend or whatever.
So what do you think about the people who have very, very outlandish hairdos?
I think that's great, and I do a lot of really outlandish stuff. But I also, I only do that if I've got a good idea. I don't do a freak haircut just for the sake of making someone look like a freak. You know, that's not my cup of tea at all. If it will suit their personality, suit their clothes, if they can carry it off, I'd give them something a bit freaky, you know. Mm.
Well, I'm going to have a look at some of the other hairdos that are going on at the same time. To Ollie. Ollie is, in fact, famous because the main time you see Ollie is round at other people's houses first thing in the morning when he's doing his private clientele, like Steve Strange. Now, what are you going to be doing to this young lady?
Higher. It's going to make her taller.
Yes. And how much of the hairstyles you've been doing over the last year changed?
How much have they changed?
Yeah. Have you been doing drastically different stuff?
No, it's pretty much the same sort of thing.
What do most people ask for?
Well, it varies, doesn't it? I mean, I can't say what most people ask for, you know.
Well, lots of people have had shaved hairdos.
Most people ask for, you know.
No. And you get to do many older people?
Yeah. Quite a few people.
Ollie here, we're going to quickly charge over. Now, tell me a bit about this.
Well, basically, this is a semi-permanent, which means it isn't permanent and it washes out. And
right.
For a party, it's great because
you're going to be cut off in your prime, and we go to Muriel.
Thank you. Well, back to music. Now, Michelangelo's David... What a noise. I can't work in all this. Michelangelo's David, as I was saying, is a three-man band from the Midlands. Now, they haven't got a recording deal as yet, but they have recently won £1,000 of video time in a competition. And it's not bad for a band to wear frilly shirts and tights and whose idea of street credibility is doing a recent tour of the public schools of Britain. Still, they have built up quite a strong reputation. And now we're going to see them performing one of their songs called Man's World. Lovely boys, aren't they?
We're now going to move on to some of the young ladies who've just been done over.
Very quickly.
Very rapidly done over.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think you're going to be doing tonight?
I'm going to go to a party.
Do you think you're going to feel sort of extra glamorous because you've been to the hairdressers?
A bit more.
You feel special, what? Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There you go, you see. He told her. He's firm as well as non-gay. And what about you? What are you going to be doing tonight?
Some people have got to work.
You're going to work?
Yeah.
And do you think that in Newcastle, people are going to be looking at your hair and thinking you're sort of special?
Different.
Mm.
Very different.
And your hair looks very abandoned. I mean, you look like a woman who's been in bed for several hours. Tell me, where do you think you'll be tonight?
Walking very carefully down the street. No, to a party.
Why are you going to walk carefully?
I'm not sure. It's going to stay in, that's why.
Now you feel. This is a common problem, actually. Now, we have here, just for a small highlight on the... Oh, my goodness, we almost forgot a hairdo that I shall never forget. Where are you going to be tonight?
At home.
At home? Mm. Don't you think that this magnificent erection is going to be a bit wasted? No! This wonderful hairdo, especially the flat front fringe. You don't think that you'd like to show it off to everybody?
Sure.
So this lady obviously feels quite special. Get too overexcited during the next few moments when we have a man who is a legend in his own trousers. A man who sets us all alight
no,
and
him.
Probably will set the stage alight in the next few minutes. It's the wonderful... Oh, my